Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I want to ask some questions about things happening around the league. Maybe a little fraud alert is what I'm thinking.
Fraud,
that's right. Fraud alert on your credit card, whatever it is. I got into a big old fight with a credit card company. I called in to tell them there was fraud on a card. And they're like, all right, well, what's the card number? I was like, I don't have it, dude. That's why I'm calling you. And they're like, well, we can't help you. And
You don't know your card numbers?
It's more complicated than that, but I'm not going to get into it on the air.
Why? Because you messed up?
No, they messed up.
Okay.
It was a whole thing.
But they sent you a new one.
I'll explain later.
All right.
This situation makes sense. What if Miami traded for Bryce Young? Ideally, you get Tua back, but I don't know. I trust Mike McDaniel a hell of a lot better than whatever's going on in Carolina. I actually like Dave Canales. I just don't know that anybody can win in Charlotte with the David Tepper regime.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to go around the NFL here with. I want to discuss kind of everything. Tomorrow we're going to do our power rankings. But let's go with a little bit of fraud alert, okay? And this isn't that complicated. We're just going to look at teams around the league that are 0-2 and if they're cooked or if it's way too early.
Okay.
The AFC South. This is, I feel like, statistically impossible, but two games into a 17-game season, Colts, Jags, Titans are all 0-2. Lost in the, we only talk about rookie quarterbacks. Will Levis has been god-awful.
He tries to do great things. Somebody told me last night, they say he's not a quarterback. He's a character, is what they said.
Like a cartoon character?
They say he's a character because he does weird stuff. And then I commenced to watching that game, and the dude does some weird stuff.
Yeah. Some weird stuff. So are the Titans cooked? They're 0-2.
I'm not going to say that they're cooked.
What about the Jags? Lawrence has been awful so far. 0-2.
They could be.
Give me a cooked meter on the AFC South. Colts, Jags, Titans.
Colts, Jags, Titans. If I had to give you one, I'll give you the Jags.
Jags most cooked. All right. I don't know what on earth to think about Anthony Richardson. Obviously, the physical tools are incredible.
See, that's the problem, though. People just look at quarterbacks sometimes and they watch a guy flip and do stuff. They go, oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
quarterbacking is way more being athletic. Quarterback is way more than just being athletic.
Give me a cooked ranking, Landini. Titans, Jags, Colts, all 0-2. Is anybody not cooked?
The most cooked are the Titans. Then I'm actually going to go Colts, then Jags. The Jags, I think, are at least semi-competent.
The Jags were so good. I just saw they haven't won a football game in 294 days.
Wow.
Yo, at one point last season, I think they were like 8-4 and then just lost out.
They pulled an Eagles, but because they're in Jacksonville, nobody really paid attention or cared.
Give me a cooked meter, Chris. Colts, Jags, Titans. I think they're all cooked, honestly.
I think, I mean, again, the Jaguars seem the most of the three, like, at least head above the other two, but the Titans and the Colts just both look pretty, what, I don't know, man.
So, to me, cooked means you're two games in and you're already out of the playoffs. Like, Washington, we're looking at through a different lens because this is a rebuild season anyway. Like, frankly, I think Washington's going to finish outside of the playoffs, but I wouldn't call them cooked because their goals are different, right?
See, I just think that
Jags also have a soft division too.
As you said, Levi's,
they're all in the same division.
Levi's is going to be gone. They're not going to leave Levi's there. Levis is going to be moved out the way because he's a problem. When the coach, if you read the coach's lips, you know exactly what he's saying. He's saying, "What the bleep are you doing?"
Well, here's
the dude is laid out like he's diving, trying to throw a damn pass to the sideline that went the other way. Then he came back and did another one and threw a damn lateral.
But B, it's so cool. He puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Who's a fool, man?
He eats bananas with the peel on. That doesn't interest you?
Not at all.
I still can't believe that they saw the guy put mayonnaise in his coffee and eat a peel with a banana on.
Him.
And they said, we should draft this guy.
You didn't think, like, something is wrong with this dude.
Yeah, exactly. So this guy's clearly just off.
They'd be better off calling him Will Levi's.
If that guy was a wide receiver, okay, wide receivers are weird. Defensive linemen are weird dudes. Your quarterback can't put mayonnaise in his coffee.
No.
I
that has to be nasty as hell.
Yeah.
Sure. Coffee, if you don't have a taste for coffee when it's dark, then you throw some mayonnaise in it. That can't taste good, dog.
I went through a weird phase.
I would probably say, we need you to go check with a psychiatrist.
I want to blame Hoffman for this. I don't remember exactly how I landed on this.
I'm fine with blaming Hoffman for most things.
Okay, we're blaming Craig Hoffman. You can check him out on 980 at 3 o'clock or whatever. 4 o'clock, because Rooster's on from 2 to 4. but Hoffman got me in this weird phase where if you use mayonnaise as a... what do you call it when you spray your grill so it doesn't stick? A lubricant? Are we allowed to say lubricant on the radio? I'm just saying, I don't know what you call that, B. What do you call it? Non-stick?
Yeah, non-stick. Device? Like some Spam? I mean, Pam?
Definitely not
like
Spam.
Like Pam? Yeah, Pam. There you go.
Okay. You could, like, if you're cooking fish or you're cooking chicken.
You say put mayonnaise on it?
If you put mayonnaise on it and then you put the mayonnaise side down on the grill, it grills really well. And I thought that was weird, and I got into it for a little while, and then I kind of bailed out.
Did it really do it?
Yo, it works. Ask Hoff. He's available. It works. I thought that was weird, and it kind of just – I'm cool with mayonnaise. Some people don't like it.
You know what? I'll just stick to the Pam. I'm not going to do the mayonnaise.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is mayonnaise in your coffee is really weird.
That's got to be the nastiest crap ever created.
I will also take the stand that all three of you want to but are hesitant to. Colts, Jags, Titans, they're all cooked. The Texans are 2-0 in that division. The Texans are going to win that division. And when you look elsewhere in the AFC, somebody's obviously going to win the East, the North, and the West. Correct?
I guess.
Well, tell me where one of those three teams climbing out of an 0-2 hole is going to get a wild card spot. You got three wild card spots. Cool. Chargers and Chiefs are 2-0. Mm-hmm. I think the Chiefs win that division, and I think the Chargers get in.
Well, they play each other, so one of them is going to be god-awful, so they're going to lose a lot. So it's going to be one of those teams that could climb out of it.
The Dolphins, I don't know what to make of now in the post-Tua world. I think Tua's going to miss some time, and I'm just going to watch that unfold. I think the Jets
hope people just let Tua's doctor tell him what he needs to do and stop trying to decide what he's supposed to do. Tua's in his third concussion. There are people playing with 9 and 10. Yes, it probably doesn't make much sense, but they get to make their own damn decisions.
I think the Bills make the playoffs. The Bills are 2-0. I think the Jets make the playoffs. They're 1-1. I think Rodgers is going to kind of continue to gain his footing. But basically, I land here. The Steelers are 2-0. There are two AFC teams at 0-2, the Ravens and the Bengals. Do you believe one or either or both of those two teams are cooked, B?
No, I don't think either one of them cooked.
I almost think both of them still make the playoffs.
Yeah, they're not cooked. One thing I know, John Harbaugh may not, he may rub some people the wrong way, but that's my dude. That man can coach.
Totally.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Landfill, I will give you, this is a hypothetical because I would somehow give you the money and then you wouldn't do either of the options.
Nah, you're going to lie about giving somebody something. You don't give people anything you say you're going to give them.
It's a hypothetical.
Everything you say is hypothetical, JP.
We live in a hypothetical world. Kyle Shanahan doesn't even know if we'll be on the planet next week.
How much money are you giving me? Get to it.
Hypothetically, you have $100.
Correct.
You are only able to make two bets with this $100. This is like Brewster's Millions. These are the only options you have.
You went way back with that.
The Ravens are 0-2. You can either bet Ravens to miss the playoffs or Ravens to win the Super Bowl.
God, miss the playoffs.
Same bet, Cincinnati Bengals.
Also missed the playoffs. Neither of those teams are Super Bowl teams. Neither.
Okay. Strong. B, same options for you. Ravens, you can pick. Miss the playoffs, win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to miss the playoffs on both of them because Kansas City is still in the AFC.
What about miss the playoffs, make the playoffs at 0-2?
Okay, 0-2, I would probably take both of them to make the playoffs.
I kind of think I would too, man.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to seem smart, follow what I say. This is all I'm saying.
I also.
Hold on, Stallion. Did you ask anybody? Can you have some of that?
Whoa. I very specifically remember Stallion very specifically not getting us food. I don't know why you need headphones.
He's trying to ask now after he already got his joke together.
You think this is a joke, Stallion?
Let me explain the subs again. I was directed what subs to get. And who to get them for.
Now, let's just say, Landfill, you and I were here. I think B was, I don't know where B was. You weren't here that day.
I was here.
Chris was here.
Yeah, Chris was here.
Chris got a sub and a slice of pizza.
That is correct.
Everybody working at 106.7 The Fan, Stallion brought in a ton of food and gave food to everyone but me and Landfill.
That's true.
Is that accurate?
I believe that y'all should beat him up.
It is accurate.
So now you're just coming in and taking B. Mitch's jambalaya. Yo, also, he's gone now, but the fact that Jeff claimed that was one container for B and one container for Jeff, when that is, I mean, that's enough jambalaya.
That's enough to feed half of the damn state. At least it's fed 12 people.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous amount of food.
Jeff not helping his cause in the rooster stole his food. But no, seriously, Stallion, what the bleep are you doing?
I was told, Mullins told me that I can come get jambalaya.
Did you ask Brian?
No, but he told me, he was like, come get some jambalaya. So I was like,
I've totally forgot the betrayal. He betrays us so frequently that I forgot the sub and pizza when he just stabbed us in our hearts and twisted the knife. We were so hungry that day, too.
It was pretty remarkable.
That's really messed up.
I know it was.
I feel like we're generally pretty nice to you.
We let you on our show to talk baseball.
I know. Nobody else lets you talk baseball.
We normally feed the whole station.
I know you do, and I appreciate that every day. But here's what I will say
again. This is the ultimate eschewing of responsibility.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I was the middleman there. Right. I was directed, hey, you live near the Italian store. Go get us subs and pizza. Here's the money.
Next time somebody tells you to do that, you better remember us.
There were pizzas where they were handing out slices. Did Mullins and I get a slice?
I wasn't the pizza guy. I just brought the pizza box.
You actually were the pizza guy. That's what the pizza guy does, bringing the pizza. You got the pizza. You brought it. That's the definition of pizza guy.
Okay, fine.
Get out of here. Unplug your headphones.
I like
the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos are cooked, correct?
I think they
are. Is anybody standing on the table for Denver?
I think that Sean Payton is finally going to prove to people that he's not as smart as he thinks.
Of the 0-2 teams in the AFC, the only uncooked teams to me are the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Maybe one of these AFC South teams turns it around. I don't really see it. The Broncos, fully cooked. They are well done. We'll move quickly to the NFC. Not as many 0-2 teams in the NFC. The New York Football Giants.
Cooked.
Landini?
Cooked. Absolutely cooked.
If you had the $100, make a bet. Is there a major firing by the Giants before the end of the season?
Absolutely, yeah.
Who is going to be?
It's going to be Dable. Did you see the way that Dable looked?
Would it be Dable or Shane?
You see the way Dable looked at Pat Leonard yesterday when he asked him about his job? Ooh. He was like staring death at him.
We need to get Pat on. I was texting with Pat this morning.
Man, Pat's a little rough on him up there, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the fact that people think the DC media is hard is just remarkable.
DC media is not hard, man, compared to New York.
Yo, imagine if Ron landed
Philly.
In New York. The one.
Guys.
Right?
Nah. You notice he don't want to go. He don't go to those teams up there. Yeah, he knows they'll light him up.
One smart thing Dable did is by fighting enough with Wink Martindale to get him to leave. Wink is a guy that if they fire the head coach, you could make Wink the head coach just to get through the rest of the season. The dude they hired from Tennessee to be their D coordinator, Shane Bowen, I got a hard time thinking he's really...
put himself in good graces?
Well, just head coach material. Kafka, Dable has already unpromoted because Dable took back play calling. There's nobody on this list.
But, you know, I'm not mad at Dable. If you're going to fire me, you're going to fire me for doing what I want to do, not for having somebody else do my job and then they get me fired.
I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying I don't think there's a guy on this coaching roster that would jump out to me as a potential head coach.
Oh, yeah.
But shout out to Dable. You know, people get caught up in this nepotism stuff. I believe that's his son, Christian. Christian Dable is an offensive assistant. Mike Groh, I'm guessing, is Al Groh's son. James Ferentz, I'm guessing, is Kirk Ferentz's son.
Man, they got a whole roster of nepotism, huh?
Well, I mean,
it could be the New York nepotism.
It's tough to say everything is nepotism because sometimes these guys grow up in football and are good at it. Like Kyle Shanahan has proven to be very good at it, right? Yeah. But I don't know that any
of a lot of times they grow up because they are kind of guided by their parents.
Totally.
They bring them in and they hide them, and then when they finally get good, I didn't put them out to the world, but they got a job when they weren't.
Well, if they got to hire a bunch of coaches' sons, maybe they should consider hiring the ones that know what they're doing.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
All right, we all agree the Giants are cooked. Panthers? Anybody? Anybody want to stand on the table for the Carolina Panthers?
I think they're already leftovers.
The only other NFC team that is 0-2... This one is certainly more interesting than the Giants or the Panthers. L.A. Rams.
You know what? I'm telling you this, bro, and we, Sean gets a lot of credit for being an innovator in the thing, but Sean is kind of trying to build that team too, and I don't think he has that ability. And his team is getting old quickly.
Yeah, I think
so. If he going to just go with the people he kept, they could be cooked.
I think they got old fast, and then some of the guys they invested money in are in, like Cooper Kupp. You're kind of starting to wonder if he's injury prone. Puka getting hurt, their O-line getting hurt. I'm not willing to say cooked like I am for the Panthers or the Giants, but it doesn't look great. Nicky Jabvala joins the program next.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.